Brian himself tells the story. He just, like, the first time he ever heard Be My Baby, it, like, exploded his brain and fundamentally reworked his understanding of what was possible with songcraft.
Yeah.
And Don't Worry Baby is his, you know, is his answer to that.
Yeah, the Be My Baby interview clip is something that I saw, I guess I must have seen it years ago, and then it definitely influenced the decision to want the Beach Boys to be the next thing we talked about, because look how excited he is. And it made me excited. It's great to see just Brian losing his mind over that song and then being able to see so clearly what he did with that feeling. You know, that happens to everybody with a great pop song, but how many people out of the millions are able to be the one who has that feeling and then just makes something equally as good?
Yeah, I'm virtually no one. What I love about it is it's like it's the same feeling that I have with this music that I'm listening to. But instead of me being like, holy shit, can you believe that such a perfect 3 minutes of music exists as Don't Worry Baby? I'm gonna get on the computer and talk about it for an hour. Brian just went on and remade the song, but made it even better. Like, he has the same kind of fundamental excitement and passion and romance around this art object that he just, like, he loves more than anything that anyone else could ever love. And it's such a familiar feeling to me. I just connect with him so deeply on that level. And at the same time, so admirable, because for me, at least, it's so far, far beyond whatever I can hope to do myself. There's something aspirational about this whole story to me. And like Fun, you know, like David, our friend David Leaf was saying, synthesizing all of these beautiful, brilliant themes, the girls and the cars and the hamburger stands. Don't Worry Baby does that also, but like actually really does that to me. Like, you know, if there are a couple themes that we can, you know, pull out, tease out from these early Beach Boys records without even really thinking about what's going to come later, because obviously they're going to express themselves even greater in the years down the line. But, you know, this sense of excitement and hedonism and young, living fast and playing hard type of thing is very much part of these early Beach Boys records. And at the same time, there's this undernote of lack of self-confidence, of anxiety and alienation that expresses itself most clearly in something like In My Room, and is going to go on to express itself quite a bit more in future songs. But all of those threads, and also Cars, all of those threads are woven so expertly and perfectly and simply and essentially into this song, into Don't Worry Baby, which is about a guy who has sort of talked too big of a game, to be honest, and bragged about how swag he is and how fast his car is, and now he finds himself in a race that he is not prepared for and is clearly anxious about and worried about. And yet he has this, you know, he's got his baby who is there to comfort him and ease him and ensure him that, you know, whether or not he feels fully confident in his own abilities, you know, regardless of his alienation or anxiety in the situation, her love is going to kind of propel him and guide him forward. There's such a wealth and deep kind of iceberg of humanity and emotional maturity, I think, beneath this song, as simple and silly as it might seem on the surface. And it starts from the very beginning with this sense of anxiety and fear that's absolutely there and in My Room and is going to express itself most fully on something like Pet Sounds, or certainly later. You know, I don't know why, but I keep thinking something's bound to go wrong, but she looks in my eyes and makes me realize, you know, when she says, "Don't worry, baby."
Well, yeah, I think you said it best, that it actually synthesizes those and combines those things instead of just the Mike Love school of doing that, which, you know, frankly, it was also the Brian Wilson school until like 5 minutes before.
Sure.
Where it was just, well, put those things in a song together. And this is a song about those things, and it doesn't have to be like a list, which is, I think, how they escape the trap of novelty, is a novelty song, it really is more of like, did we do it? Did we say the thing? Okay, good. Then we've done the thing. But this is a song about something, and it makes the subject, even if it's a trendy thing to make the subject, it you can listen to this and barely even notice it's a song that involves cars.
Yes, absolutely. Many people don't.
I don't think I did for the longest time.
Yeah, and that's perfectly okay. I think that not noticing this song is about a stupid teenager car race, totally fine. Like, and that's what I think is so great about this early Beach Boy stuff is the way it sounds, the way the voices sound, the way the music sounds and kind of comes together, and you just get these key phrases. Don't worry, baby. Everything will turn out all right. Like, you know, like Bob, for instance, right? We take for granted that Bob is such a brilliant expressor of thoughts and feelings and emotion. You know, his songs are so wordy and verbose, especially at this moment in time in these first couple of years. And so, like, when he puts together a song like Sad Eyed Lady, The Lowlands, it's like, oh yeah, that's Bob Dylan. Of course he's going to spin a 12-minute song with these beautiful, incredible verses, you know, Your Warehouse Eyes. And that's kind of table stakes. That's understood. But the Beach Boys have never, you know, it has always been more about the music and the sound and the feeling more so than the words themselves on the page. And so a song like this that seems to kind of stretch Brian as much as he can at this point in time, lyrically, I should say, it's all the more significant, I think, for the fact that he is willing to go to that length and go to that distance.
Well, it speaks to how great the music is that you don't even need the lyrics to be that sophisticated for it to be emotionally thunderous. That is what the Beach Boys had going for them all along. But it's not until around this time that thankfully they recognize that that's the case. And this might be just the sound of them accidentally discovering it. I mean, they've had Farmer's Daughter, and they've had In My Room. They've had these songs that aren't surf songs. But this is a song that actually has an adult romantic core. And it's not like a particularly dense and layered one. It's not a particularly poetically strenuous one. It's just that put that with that music and it feels so real.
Yeah. It's, you know, the music and lyrics. We love the combo.
Yeah, we love the music and lyrics together, but it's just not every day that somebody's music is this good that, like, you just throw some lyrics that aren't about root beer on it, and then it's like, whoa. I mean, nothing against the root beer song.
We love the root beer songs. Listen, it's perfect. Perfect song. Don't worry, baby.